My name is Harvey Milk, and I want to recruit you. I want to recruit you for the fight to preserve your democracy from the people who are trying to constitutionalize bigotry. We are not going to allow that to happen. I'm tired of the conspiracy of silence. I'm tired of the Anita Bryants twisting the language and the meaning of the Bible to fit their own distorted outlook. I'm tired of John Briggs and his talk of false role models. But I'm even more tired of the silence. I am tired of the silence, so I'm going to talk about it.
The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus singing about Harvey Milk. Harvey was a city supervisor in San Francisco, the first gay elected official there. In spite of, or perhaps because of, being assassinated in 1978, Milk has inspired many gays nationwide to assert their whole selves publicly. In 1981, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus was the first to perform I Am Harvey Milk in the Twin Cities. Inspired by the performance, the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus will enact the work on March 28th and 29th at 8 p.m. in the Ted Mann Concert Hall on the University of Minnesota campus.
His legacy, though, has represented something bigger for every generation, young and old, for people who are straight, people who are gay, people of different races. He wanted equality.
Ben Riggs is the artistic director of the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus.
For the gay community in San Francisco, his way of helping them gain equality was to encourage them to come out and be themselves, and to not hide, to never blend in, but to be a part of their society as themselves, and that would lead to true equality.
Ben Riggs is the artistic director of the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus. Ben, is the work totally focused on the movement, or are there some scenes that are there just for fun?
The piece actually is interesting because it doesn't tell the life story of Harvey Milk. It gives us sort of a glimpse of what it was like to live in San Francisco in 1978, which was the year that he was assassinated, and kind of experience the culture and the city. And one of the pieces is called Friday Night at the Castro, and it's a full chorus movement, and there's some soloists from within the chorus who sing about how excited they are to get through the long week, and on Friday night they get to go out and just have fun and dance and just experience their community.
Friday night in the Castro, Friday night in the weekend saves me. I'm all right if I get to dance till the break of dawn.
How did the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus grow to be an organization that has its own staff, its own office? This is a much bigger footprint than just about any other musical group in town.
It's an amazing testament to, I think, the mission of this chorus. They are able to reach out into the community in a different way than perhaps some of our mainline choruses. They affect people's lives. They transform people. And then those same people want to give back and support our organization and the work that we do.
The Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus production of I Am Harvey Milk takes place March 28th and 29th at the Ted Mann Concert Hall on the campus of the University of Minnesota. For information, go to TCGMC. Like Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus .org.
Come on, come on, come on.
Twin Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.